when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Instead of dropping the price all the time, is that, you know, to make it easier for buyers to get into the property, why don't we help them with a deposit?
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Torrin Shum, and in this episode, we're back with Winston White, professional property investor. White's property strategy uses a great deal of vendor finance, a strategy that can work whether the market is up or down. We'll also learn the strategy he used to build a portfolio of 6 properties, why he embarked on this property journey, and much, much more. Hey! Inside this episode, we're getting to the nuts and bolts of White's property strategy, whereby he helps buyers with their deposits, particularly in tough markets, by asking vendors to assist with the deposits.
I do use a lot of vendor finance as well. So, you know, what that means is, you know, typically if I'm buying the property and I don't want to put 20% deposit down, I might ask the vendor if they can leave some of the deposit on the table, and the payoff is that I pay them a little bit extra, a little bit above market as well to buy the property. So I guess my strategy for helping buyers into the market is, you know, particularly in a tough market conditions like this where people aren't selling their properties or they just keep dropping the price, instead of dropping the price all the time, is that, you know, to make it easier for buyers to get into the property, why don't we help them with a deposit? So typically what I'll do is I might get the vendor to assist with the deposit. The developers are very open to this because they're not selling anything, and it's helping to move stock. So they'll help with a 10% deposit, for example.
In a market that is rising up, this strategy of White's still works to get buyers into the market, as it is a matter of negotiating a deal between the developers or vendors and the buyers.
If the market's really good, I mean, this strategy still works to getting buyers into the market. It's just by, I guess, developers, they're your best friends when they need you. If they don't need you, then you've got to find your own stock, I guess. So, but in saying that, you know, I have used this strategy quite often in good markets as well, and if anything, you tend to have a lot more people who want to buy and get into property, but they still don't have the deposit. So as long as the developer or the vendor is getting what they want in their hand, and the buyers, you know, because you still need the valuation to stack up, and the buyers still getting good value, because to save 10% deposit might take them 5, 6, 7 years to do that as well. So, and to be honest, I mean, it's getting tougher and tougher for, you know, the rising cost of everything. It's getting tougher for buyers to save that deposit unless they're on really good incomes.
White goes on to give an example where his strategy of asking vendors to assist with deposits was put into play, and the buyer was very satisfied with the result.
This buyer, I'll call him Scott. That's his first name. So Scott actually just divorced. He's what we call a FIFO worker. So he flies in and flies out of the the mining towns, and he flies back to Perth here on 140,000 income. And because of his separation, he was forced to go into bankruptcy as well. So the good news was that he was discharged from bankruptcy. So he didn't think he had a hope in hell of getting into property. So we had a look at his income, you know, very good income. We took it to a lender. The lender said, yep, all we need for him is that he needs to have a 10% deposit as well. So we ended up finding a vendor who was willing to participate because their property had been on the market for quite some time. The vendor wanted $400,000 in their hand. So we wrote up the offer slightly higher at $440,000. And created a 10% deposit, which, you know, we need the vendor's permission that they'll rebate that amount back to the purchaser at settlement as well. So, and we just got unconditional approval, so he's going to be moving into his home in about 2 weeks' time. So he's very, very happy. We sort of vendor financed the deposit. So the owner, because the owner was moving to Portugal, as well, so and I suppose the figure that we got the seller was probably slightly above the current market in that suburb. So he was quite happy with his sale price, and the buyer was willing to pay above market because he knew he didn't have the 10% deposit as well. So both very happy. Vendor's happy now that he's going to sell on his property because it's been on the market for 4 months and he hasn't had any bites as well. So seller's happy that now he can move on, you know, go to Portugal with his new wife.
In regards to White's own portfolio, he has 6 properties within a family trust, which are quite geographically diverse.
They're spread across internationally, actually. So we've got some in Bali, which... we get paid in US dollars as well. So, and there's a big block back in New Zealand that's also owned with other family members.
While White has done his fair share of renovating properties, he recommends to do it only if the property requires it and not so much when the market is quite flat.
If it calls for it, if the property is getting really old and run down, then we'll definitely, if we need to refinance, we'll definitely go and do some renovations to tidy them up as well and get them revalued. But in a market like this where it's quite flat, you probably just want to spend as less money as possible.
When asking why he went into property investing, White cites reading a lot of property-related material and being around people successful in property, as well as the ability for one renovation or subdivision to lead to success.
Investing in property, we've just seen really good results as well. I've just been, I've read a lot of material and been around people who have been quite successful in property, and it's given them a lifestyle that is quite envious, I suppose. Well, I shouldn't say that word, but it's, you know, it's, they've done really well at a property. And I know from my own experience, you know, that because there's been a few times where, you know, I've actually had the walls at the door where you can do one project and then you're back on your feet again. So I know how quickly that one renovation or one subdivision can turn turn your strategy around where you're back on your feet again.
White states that the restricting part about property is your buying capacity, which is why he has been inspired by those who have teamed up to invest in property or complete renovations.
Because the restricting part about property is your borrowing capacity as well. So at one stage or another, just on your own income, you're going to max out and the bank's going to say no. Unless you have really high income, high yield type properties, and even then, eventually, you're going to max out. as well. So then, you know, I've seen good operators who actually team up with others to do the renovations or to do the subdivisions or invest together where, you know, you can share the profits and everyone makes a bit of money.
Coming up after the break, hear about the mentors that inspire White along his journey.
My current coach that I use is a lady by the name of Jill McIntyre, particularly in terms of mindset, because we all have blockages or blind spots that we don't even know are there.
A personal habit that has contributed to his success.
I work a lot on mindset these days, so I'm always listening to audios. As well, you know, like guys like Anthony Robbins, Robin Sharma, always doing a lot of mindset work, and I'm always updating my skills as well.
What he's most looking forward to in the next 5 years on his property journey?
As well, so for what I'm doing in terms of vendor finance as well. I'm also helping a lot of property investors improve their yields on their properties as well through vendor finance.
All that and much more coming up after the break. I'm Tarun Shah and you're listening to Property Investory. As part of his property investing journey, White has had a number of mentors, gone to seminars and read a lot of books. There is one mentor in particular that has helped him shift his mindset.
I typically... these days I look for high cash flow type strategies, but the mentors, in terms of what they're helping, you know, it's just going and listening to those mentors is that once you've been doing property for a while, you'll actually know what works and doesn't work. And if you see something that's innovative that, you know, provides a lot of solutions for out there, they're the opportunities you take. My current coach that I use is a lady by the name of Jill McIntyre, particularly in terms of mindset, because we all have blockages or blind spots that we don't even know are there. You know, some time ago, I always used to think if I have enough education, I'll be fine. But there's no use having all that education or the perfect strategy or strategies if you've got blind spots, you know. So I started recognizing it only after a period of time to think of, I thought to myself, you know what, I've worked with every mentor, and I've got more knowledge than most people I know, but I'm still not, you know, working to, I thought, my biggest potential. So it had to be, you know, mindset of some sort. So, you know, obviously working with Jill McIntyre, who I've been working with her for about 3 years now, she actually instilled a lot of self-belief. That and bigger goals as well. So yeah.
He then goes on to share some of his favorite books that he's read that has helped him on his property journey, from books on mindset to volumes on property.
Mindset. I like Robin Sharma, the monk who sold his Ferrari. That's definitely one of my favorite books. In terms of property. You know, any of Robert Kiyosaki's Cash Flow Quadrant, that was a really good book I read a long time ago. Just getting the fundamentals, any of the Robert Kiyosaki books are really good as well.
White goes on to tell us what was his best advice he has ever received on his property journey.
I believe is the best advice I've seen is that, you know, if people are talking about a particular problem all the time, that's your market telling you there's a solution that needs to be. That you need to come up with.
I love that one. That's an excellent one. So basically meet the market, what they want.
Meet the market. Your market's telling you what they want.
One personal habit that has contributed to White's success is his dedication to working on his mindset and updating his skills.
I work a lot on mindset these days, so I'm always listening to audios as well, you know, like guys like Anthony Robbins, Robin Sharma, always doing a lot of mindset work, and I'm always updating my skills as well in terms of what we used to do in property 15, 20 years ago doesn't work in the market these days. You know, for example, letterbox drops. You have to actually get really good at social media marketing. So always updating skills and mindset, I think, is really important.
White believes that he would have told himself 10 years ago to have self-belief and play it safe.
Stop holding back and believe in yourself a bit more would definitely be my... I might even slap you, you know. stop playing small and stop playing safe.
When asked what he's most excited about in the next 5 years in regards to his property journey, this is what he says.
So I'm really excited about, you know, we're working on online modules and education as well, so for what I'm doing and in terms of vendor finance as well. I'm also helping a lot of property investors improve their yields on their properties as well through vendor finance. So if I set that up in online modules that people can easily access, then I'm quite excited about that. Got a lot of good results with actually helping, you know, property investors, because over here the rents have declined and their equities declined. A lot of their properties are underwater, what we call underwater, where the debt levels are higher than the value of the property. So we've been able for some of them to get in buyers who we can't get mainstream finance just right now. They need to build up their credit score. They're still on good incomes and still got stable work history. So, you know, we're putting them into the properties to buy on basically long settlements where the vendor can, you know, get a reasonable price for their property, but all of a sudden it goes from a negatively geared property to now it's a positive cash flow property.
While White believes skills do play a part in success, he also believes enjoying what you do is extremely important.
Skills makes up a certain percentage, but I'd have to put it most of it down to, you know, persistence as well, and actually believing, you know, I suppose what really resonated with me is that, you know, there are certain parts that I really enjoy doing. And it involves, you know, if I get a really good result for somebody and I know that I've made a difference in their lives, I know that sounds a little bit cliche, but that actually gets me more excited than the monetary side. So if you're going to pick a strategy, because there are a lot of different ways you can go in property, just pick something that you really enjoy doing is my motto.
For those who would like to connect with White, you can contact him through the following method.
The best way is I've got a website, which is Property Rescue Oz. Oz is spelled O-Z, or one word, .com. That's my website. So if they want to go on there, and I've got my number and contact details, they can fill in some information. And, yeah, I'd be happy to have a chat.
I'd like to say a huge thank you to Winston White for joining us on this episode of Property Investory. If you'd like to find out more about his journey, head over to propertyinvestory.com.au.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.